Here we go. Whoa, land. Blakeslee at the border. Part three, the journey. If you missed parts one and two, you can listen to them right now on whoa.com by clicking on the red podcast button, or you can always follow me on Facebook. I've shared this Blakeslee at the border series on my Facebook page, along with other photos and videos all there along the southern border. You can check it all out online. So far, I have talked about the media bias surrounding the crisis at the border. I've talked about the intentions of the migrants and how good intentions don't really matter because regardless of them, the drug cartels, gangs, and smugglers are forcing every single migrant to traffic sex, smuggle drugs, or launder money as payment to get into the U.S., which leads us to today's segment, Blakeslee at the Border, Part 3, The Journey. And this segment is not about what you probably think it's going to be about in terms of the word journey. No, I'm not going to tell you some really sad stories that some of these migrants have shared regarding their trek from Honduras, Guatemala, or Venezuela to the U.S. We hear about those a lot. I'm also not going to tell you about my journey to the wall there along the Rio Grande Valley outside of La Jolla, Texas. Today is all about the journey of securing our borders. And once again, whoa, land, because you know I'm brutally honest, I have to be brutally honest with you again, I wasn't going to initially talk about the border wall at all, simply because it's such a partisan issue. But the wall, the issue of securing our borders, is the issue. So after further consideration, I decided I have to talk about it. I have to talk about the journey of securing our borders. In 1849, at the end of the Mexican-American War, the proverbial line, if you will, in the sand was drawn between the U.S. and Mexico. In fact, the Mexican-United States Boundary Commission drew that line. A few years later, in 1855, negotiations in terms of a physical border started to happen. First, a fence was put up to keep diseased cattle in Mexico from entering the U.S., and then fast forward to 1917, and in order to cross the U.S.-Mexico border, people had to pay $8 per person and pass a literacy test. In 1924, the Border Patrol was created. Now, from there, I will spare you what happened over the next 90-some years and speed things up to 2006, when the Secure the Fence Act went into law and called for the construction of hundreds of miles of additional fencing along the border. By 2015, just over 650 miles of border fencing, or wall, were completed from California to Texas. Speeding things up real fast here, moving to today. Depending on who you ask, there's been between 700 and over 1,000 miles of border wall completed. Quite the journey from 1849 to 2021, isn't it? And what has this journey really led us to? Division. Currently, it's Trump's America versus Biden's America. Newsflash, the wall was not Donald Trump's idea. He just supported it, as did former presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, so on and so forth. Now, during my trip to the southern border, I had unlimited access to 23 members of the Republican Study Committee, and they all pretty much had the exact same thing to say regarding our border. We have a problem. And I know folks on the left would make that same argument. In fact, they already have. So we can all agree we have a problem, right? That's the first step. Both sides may have differing opinions on the root cause or causes regarding said problem, but at least both sides can admit there is a problem. And I couldn't help but really ponder this while standing along the Rio Grande Valley, outside, in this case, of Far Texas, looking at a partially built border wall. Again, it's Trump's America versus Biden's America. Odd, isn't it? This is what I stood there thinking. Every other nation seems to be able to secure their borders with no problems whatsoever, but we can't. Turkey secures its borders. China, North Korea, Egypt, they all secure their borders. Border walls exist in Africa, Asia, and even some in Europe. And instead, in our country, we can't do that. We can't even acknowledge that. Instead, we've just decided to act like third graders and hate each other and argue over price tags, environmental issues, the military, the fact that we all need to be humanitarian, and of course we argue over migrants. Yes, all of those things are very important in conversations that need to be had, but I can't help but find it a little bit ironic that while we are so busy hating each other over these kinds of things, other countries all over the globe have come to rely on walls. So while we've spent the last 100 years or so debating this, border barriers have become the international norm. Now, I know just because other countries have turned to walls to increase their security doesn't necessarily mean it's a silver bullet to resolving this crisis, even though just last year the Department of Homeland Security published data saying that the wall is effective in reducing cross-border crimes. But regardless of that study, I stood there in Texas, in the heat, in the rain, alongside the border wall and thought, why is this so complicated? Doesn't every country, including America, have the right to secure its land? In the same way that every homeowner has the right to lock their doors. Simply for this, not because you hate the people on the other side, but because you love the people on the inside. Now, as my day along the wall there in Far Texas started to come to an end, I kind of kept wrestling with the same question over and over and over again. And the answer is scary. Can a nation really be sovereign if it can't control who or what comes in and out, where and when? I would argue no. Which then takes me to my next nagging question that I don't have an answer to. And it's the question I've been grappling with since my journey to the southern border. Is it possible to join Trump's America with Biden's America and forge a path forward to bridge this gap? Or will we forever be the divided states of America? My final segment of Blakeslee at the Border tomorrow, right here on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
Podcasts by Federated Media.